Ko moe awa tamanui, Francine tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Māori Health Leader Lady Tureiti Moxon hopes to hear before Christmas whether the Waitangi Tribunal will hold an urgent hearing on the Crown's intention to disestablish Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. The National Urban Māori Authority Chair, along with Janice Kuka from Tūranga's Ngā Mātāpuna Oranga Primary Health Organisation, told the Tribunal they're responding to an imminent threat. The Crown has until next Wednesday to respond to their Y3307 statement of claim, and it's also facing a claim from Ngaitirangi over its obligation to support Te Reo Māori.
I don't think this government is going to get an easy ride from the things that they're trying to do to us and these anti-Māori policies that they have put out, which have really, really been dismissive of our participation in the decisions that concern us.
Lady Moxon says her latest claim draws on the fact the Waitangi Tribunal 2575 report recommended the setting up of a Māori health authority to address health inequities such as Māori being twice as likely to die from preventable diseases, twice as likely to face discrimination in health, and less likely to be referred for diagnostics. Also, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says performance of Te Aka Whai Ora has been suboptimal. He says the government will give a considered response to the claim for an urgent Waitangi Tribunal hearing into the decision to scrap the Māori Health Authority. But he says the previous government was on the wrong track.
We don't think added bureaucracy is actually helping improve Māori health outcomes. You've obviously seen some of the initial review around governance and planning around the Māori Health Authority and how suboptimal it's been in the first year.
And a youth mental health organisation that has helped thousands of rangatahi over the past decade says Aotearoa is in a mental health crisis. The Kindness Institute this year lost government funding for its Kaupapa-led program, which has been shown to significantly reduce depression and anxiety while improving confidence and resilience. Director Brady Polkinghorn of Ngāti Tamatera says Atawhai combines the best of Māori connectivity to nature and papatūānuku with traditional mental health practices.
We basically teach a kite of tools that includes mindfulness, yoga, self-reflection, creative arts, mindful communication, stress management. We do big workshops on things like forgiveness.
Brady Polkinghorn says when governments want to slash spending, programs like Atawhai are often the first to be targeted. The Kindness Institute is seeking private and philanthropic donors to make up the $350,000 it lost in government funding. And that's your Wātea English News.